Just waiting on that refund check. Catch me some whales. This is the perfect pour.
Welcome to the perfect pour. It's Craft Beer Show. It's a show about things that beer geeks are interested in. I am Mikey.
I'm sipping. I'm the Nick.
I'm Matt.
We're here to talk about beer. And I have...
booze.
...did, in fact, use my refund check to, like, I'm going on a beer shopping spree.
Yes!
Been waiting all year.
Oh, yeah.
I have money. I'm going to go get me some beer.
Ooh, first stop. What was it?
I love gold.
Oh, it was at the market.
The market.
I was like, I don't care. The market's expensive. I got money.
I'll pay your outrageous prices.
The one
prices.
Time a year where I've got money.
You're off.
You're like, hey, how you doing?
How you doing?
I got money.
It is. I got money.
You're not even going to look at the last two digits in the price tag. You're just going to look at the first one and go,
nope.
I could do that.
I could do that.
You just hand the cashier a $100 bill before she rings you up.
Yeah.
This should cover
it. Yeah. Checker's all just like, who's this rich asshole?
Yeah.
Picks up some rich asshole. I'm like, yeah, I do this all the time.
How you doing? You see my cart?
It's full beer, of buy full all of, kinds of beer.
Full of high dollar beer in there.
That's high. Hey, honey, careful, ringing that up. That's high dollar beer right there.
Can I get a box?
I'm gonna need
a box
you guys
for
got
all this.
Boxes here, because
where do you drive time. Escalade? Yeah, I got a shopping cart full of beer.
Yeah, and I got an early 2000s Toyota truck out there. You want to go check it out?
Ooh,
did Mikey get that?
Oh, no. We're supposed to
Well, later on the show, we're going to talk about some beer releases to look out for.
Okay.
Some, things you might, beers you might want to look out for there.
Just check. Like feet.
And the listeners of The Perfect Pour are going to call us. They're going to call us about stuff think we should talk about, think we need to hear, and we'll listen to them. And talk about the beers we were drinking this past week, and we're going to get in some culture here in moments. So thanks for being here with us. We know you have many choices in your beer, a podcast listening possibilities, and we appreciate you being here with us. And this beer that we have open now that I am now getting to is donated to the show by the Garage Boys. I don't know if this was Jim or Evil Circle, or maybe it was even Chew Your Beer, because... Scotty B brought up, mulled up some beer from SoCal, and now we're kind of confused whose was which. But I'm just going to say this is from the Garage Boys. Claremont Craft Ales. Small batch special release.
Small bitch. What?
Buddy Black Rye IPA.
Oh, this... No wonder it tastes funny. I was expecting a stout.
Is this?
I was like, this is a lame stout. What's going on here?
When you said it tasted like feet, I don't often taste those things, but I mean, to me, there's
some feet sometimes.
To me, there's a little diacetyl, but
That explains everything. I thought, oh man, good, nice roasty stout's going to happen right now.
Black rye.
Oh no,
IPA.
It's not going to hurt you, but there is.
Did you guys see the percentage?
There's a little dose.
We haven't played percentage game in a while.
Single, double, triple.
It is a double.
It is a double. I'm just going to go 8 flat.
8 flat from Matt. We're guessing the alcohol percentage. Nick, do you have a guess?
7.7.
7.5, Nick!
That's not a double.
Well, come on.
Wait a
minute.
I'm come see, come saw.
I'm officially over this beer. Get it out of my face.
Seven is a double?
7.5 is the cutoff for a single. 7.6 is technically a double.
Okay. Okay. Understood.
So.
Yeah, I haven't been doing this that long. Only like, 10 years. I haven't figured out.
I mean, come on. We should just make up our own rules.
That's the one guideline I do know.
I don't think this is bad. I'm not having a problem with it.
Not a problem? Well, it's expecting a Coke and drinking water. I wanted something a little more heavy.
Right. Messed you up. Your head.
My head was ready for a stout. I thought, oh man, these guys, they're so nice. They first beer out of the gates of stout.
Oh, what a garage boys.
Don't IPA. Loop me in this.
Yep. Your was, fault too.
No.
You opened it, sir.
Everybody's you fault. Opened you it. Shouldn't have done you opened it wrong.
Or you could have had a Kolsch.
I could taste how you opened that.
This is make wrong. This would make you more upset.
Kolsch is not this color. I would not be prepared.
Gosh.
Kolsch.
Don't do a dark Kolsch, please.
No. Oh. What about it? What about it? A
barrel aged Kolsch.
Foggy Kolsch.
Foggy Kolsch.
Come on, bro.
Fuck. It seems like anybody can make a foggy Kolsch. Isn't that messing up?
Isn't the point of a Kolsch to be a clear man? Yeah. No, I'm making foggy.
Foggy Kolsch.
Yeah.
We've reached a new low.
Well, it's time for some cuckoo culture. Matt, what's happening out there? What did you see?
Mark your calendars for March 31st.
My calendar out. My calendar's in my backpack in the house. Can I?
31.
What do I do?
18.
That is the sixth year anniversary party for Spokeasy.
Mm-hmm.
Includes new logo and limited t-shirt Ooh. And hats.
Oh man.
Are these new or are they is there a sale on old logo hats? No, I'm all about that.
That new. So
man.
Ooh. Have you seen the new logo?
They just posted it.
Oh, it's revealed, huh? We don't have a 3B thing exclusive on
So that. it is a wide hop and it has a
bicycle.
Wide
hop?
Wide.
Wide hop.
Wide.
What the fuck is a wide hop?
Wide. It's very wide.
It's very wide.
Hops you may think Okay, my hands are very far apart.
Oh, is this
right now.
The first time I've ever heard the term wide hop?
Apparently we're not doing it right.
Okay. Imagine my hands very close together.
Yeah.
That's the shape of a normal hop.
Okay.
But now my hands are
following you.
Whoa.
Slow down.
There's a bicycle wheel in the center.
$5 foot long wide?
And the hub.
$5.
That'd just be long. That wouldn't be wide.
Yeah, come on.
But your hands apart.
Talk about width, bro.
That would still be long. That wouldn't be wide.
Well, that's wide. No. If your hands are that far apart, no, that's wide.
No, it's long.
No, that's wide.
If you're talking in a sandwich term, I'm the sandwich isn't this wide.
The
it's
equal
that long.
Distance of your hands also equals the width of the hop.
If, by the way, if something,
but not the length of a sandwich,
but not the length
if
of
something
a sandwich.
Beats wide hop as the title of this episode, we're gonna have a great episode.
Oh, wow.
Wide hop is now leading.
We are now failing.
Good luck beating wide hop as the title of the episode.
Yeah, feel free to not write that down.
Wide hop.
And in the center of
For
the hub
title.
Of the wheel,
uh-huh.
I'll distort I'm your poll podcast.
Following. I'm following.
Is there's the Roman numeral 6. And so they kind of said that they're humble. They didn't imagine that, you know, they would get this far. And, you know, two guys sitting and sipping on beer. But they're, you know, super grateful. Super, super, super
they
grateful.
They shooting some b-ball outside the school?
Yeah. Got in a little trouble in their neighborhood.
Up to no good?
Yep. And then they'll say it's pretty hard to top parties of past years, but they'll try their best.
Nice.
So
I think like they that. Can do it. If anybody could do it, they can do it.
They should have asked the podcast to come to their back room, record an episode, not record the episode, and leave. That's what they should have done
do
for their
that?
Anniversary. Oh, we may have done that.
That was then, fun. Let's do that again.
Let's go. Let's take all our equipment and pretend to record an episode and leave.
All right. So
big ups. No, congrats to the Spokeasy.
Yeah.
Early
Mike
cheers.
And J-Box.
Great place.
And picture yourself. It's a Saturday afternoon. You're looking for a new house. It's just people know this. You're looking for a new house. You walk in. And they have some refreshments. They have a little cheese plate going on. Mm. And they have the little bottles of Kirkland water. And they go, hey, you know,
mini bottles.
While you're checking out the house, would you like a beer? And you're like, oh yeah, you know, I'd like a refreshing beverage. And they hand to you a 7-ounce bottle of beer. Mm-hmm. So now you have an open house beer or a,
ooh, you know, never had an open
somebody, house. Somebody helped you move in the sofa, but you don't want them to stay too long. You hand them a 7-ounce beer, you know,
it's what are you getting at?
All right.
I don't like where this is going.
So Michelob Ultra has announced that they have 7-ounce bottles. It's what is it? 1.5 carbs and it is 50-ish calories.
Wow.
In a 7-ounce bottle.
Yes.
Diet beer.
Can't wait.
Diet beer. And they also announced that they have an organic grain Michelob Ultra now.
Man, uh-oh, they're just going all out.
Yeah.
Yep. Now that they got the, you know, yeah.
They're considering themselves the health beer.
If you're health beer.
If you're on keto or something like that.
See, this is when I wish there was a brewer here. There's no calories in hops, right?
I don't believe so.
Is there? Why not just put some damn flavor in the beer?
Hmm. I get what you're saying.
The alcohol,
why does it still have to taste?
Why does the stuff taste like crap?
All the flavor comes from the alcohol, right? Or, I mean, the calories. All the calories come from the alcohol, right?
From the grain, which makes the grain, alcohol. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, the more sugars you have in the beer, the higher the alcohol, the higher the calories.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I don't ever recall anybody saying, oh, you don't want that hop. It's a crap ton of calories, you know. Use Citra. It's a low calorie hop. Like nobody's ever talked about the calorie count on a hop. Why can't they double dry hop a Michelob Ultra and have a light beer that tastes worth a damn?
That's a little soapbox. Okay, let's
let's get a craft brewer.
See, I have this question now, and Scotty, well, I wonder
how much alcohol is it. No, I'm saying this because I will admit, because Reggie's listening right now, he's going crazy because
he's an ultra guy.
I might have mentioned this.
He's got
before.
Big ultra sticker before, on the back of his
before
work truck.
I crossed over into craft beer only, either craft beer or I won't drink beer only, you know, many years ago. Before I did that, I did drink a lot of ultras because of the fact that they're easy to drink and they're low in calorie. And
they're at every sporting event ever.
Right. I actually don't have haven't had an ultra in years, but I can't say that I readily admit I can't really make fun of ultras either.
But the article did kind of say for situations throughout the week.
Situational. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. They're stealing our shit.
You just want to take that edge off with that 7-ounce Michelob Ultra to get through to the weekend.
Man.
When you
take
have your,
that edge off.
When you have your 300 calorie double stouts.
I could do some 7-ounce Rasputins. That'd be a nice little.
Obviously the opposite.
Oh, is that not what we're going for here? So basically, now you're going to get handed a 7-ounce beer after you ran your ass for 26 miles.
So
that's what's going to happen.
Sierra Nevada IPA 12-ounce bottle is 231 calories.
Not bad. That's reasonable.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's your average.
Yeah.
And they're saying 8% beers get up to the 300 range.
So, how much percentage of those ultras?
195 or something.
Yeah.
So see, it might as well have the Sierra Nevada.
Right.
I thought you were just might as well just have an old Rasputin.
Might as well have.
That's only 1,000 calories.
Yeah. I mean, how much? It's double calories, but more than twice the percent.
That's right.
Yeah. Did you see how much the percentage is on those ultras? Did I miss that?
If it's over 4, I'd be shocked.
Well,
because I would say, why isn't this become a thing amongst the craftier community? Somebody making a, like, I maybe it's just if you use the term light at all, it's just bad mojo if you're a craft brewer.
L-A-T-E.
Well, why not spell it correctly? Or is L-I-T-E the right term for a light beer?
I don't know. I thought it L-I-G-H-T. Was L-I-G-H-T.
Yeah, so why not spell it correctly?
Just like,
then you're a light beer.
Right.
You're not a light beer.
4.2%.
Wow. 4.2.
I am shocked. I told you I would be shocked. Ooh. And I am shocked.
I am officially shocked. That 0.2 shocked the hell out of me.
A regular bottle size of Michelob is 95 calorie, 2.6 carbs, and zero fat.
Yeah, that's what I'm all about.
I want a fat beer. I want a white hop and a fat beer.
Non-fat beer.
Does this have white hops in it?
So, that's coming to an open house near you. 7-ounce bottles of Michelob Ultra.
All right.
Maybe back to school.
I would not turn it away.
Maybe back to school night, we'll break them out, you know. Get creative with
your parents. You'll need this.
Car wash.
Yeah.
So if the teacher hands you a full 12-ounce, does that mean your kid's really fucked up?
You're going to need this.
You're going to need. Oh, seven? I'm sorry. No, here's a 12.
Session beers are a thing, obviously, but I really don't think the low ABV beer, there is a low ABV beer craze out there that hasn't happened yet. And I'm waiting for it.
How low can you
go? Right. Like just 3% beers.
Bikini beer. They did it. It was like 2.5%.
Yeah, but like nobody, you know, we drank it, but like nobody was like, you got to have bikini beer. This is the
greatest invention ever.
I think there's going to be a trend. Like there's a trend that hasn't happened yet. And it's going to happen. I'm calling it right now.
Table beers.
Mark it down.
Pie day.
I'm not, you know, the arrival aliens didn't come visit me and give me a linear timeline of the future.
Oh, that's a cool show, right?
I'm just saying. All right.
What are you saying?
I'm just saying, bro.
I'm saying I'm having a Kent Lake, which is a Kolsch style ale from Iron Springs.
It's a wheat
Fairfax, California.
Oh, man. Iron Springs.
Kind of local news that made it onto the Brewbound website. Mark Jalbert is the new director of sales for Dust Bowl in Turlock. He's from East Bay, a little suburb of East Bay, and he's going to be splitting his time between Turlock and on the road. This is a newly created position they wanted to say, and they had some astronomical of growth last year. I think it was in the 60% range or more for Dust Bowl. They had growth because they're Northern California, Central California, Central Coast, and Nevada now distributed. And so they project that to also continue in 2018. So that guy is going to be there to help them get there.
Mm-hmm. Got to make that $1 million brewery work.
Yep. So congrats to them.
All that space to make beer.
And then this last one, I want you guys to put your thinking caps on.
No, we did that already. We had to think about what the 7-ounce beer was.
I was hoping you guys wouldn't guess that one until I told you. You didn't.
You were right.
I felt dumb.
Should have known exactly where I was going with
that. Damn it, John.
Yard House annual beer review has been completed. New beers will start going on tap by April in over 70 U.S. locations. They said that the average Yard House location will get 25 new beers out of 130 handles. So I wanted you guys to put your thinking caps on. I know it's too late for suggestions for Yard House, but I wanted to see if there was anything that you guys could think of that's pretty widely available that could hit the California locations. And it has to be something that'd be available for 6 months. So obviously, like Booming Rollers couldn't make it. But what if you're like, oh, I wish I could go to any Yard House in California and get ice or
ice.
I know last time they had Windows Up from Alpine, but they already had that. Mm-hmm. I've already had it.
But that's my question for you guys. Mm-hmm. If you guys each had a handle of those 25 that could be changing in the Fresno location, what would it be? Because in the past, we've gone there for Duet. We've gone for Windows Up. We've always gone going, I don't need a menu. I will have one of these. Mm-hmm.
They're a, you know, Yard House. We're lucky to have it in Fresno. They do get, you know, as much as beer geeks sometimes will make fun of Yard House and sometimes rightfully so. that they do get the unique beer still that you won't find anywhere else in town. And that's nothing to shake a stick at. I'm trying to think of, by the way, last time I was at Yard House, I saw Jake from State Farm.
Wow. There.
Yeah.
Did you get his autograph?
Beer celebrity. Yeah. He slipped out. I couldn't, yeah, I didn't get to see, I was like, oh, I'll get his autograph later. So,
he slipped out.
He slipped away. I'm trying to think of, I'm like staying in the realistic mode of, because I'm very aware of Yard House's dealings, because that's one of our default places to go.
Well, here, maybe I can help.
And then,
I'm on a slightly tangent map for a second. So he's asking what could, I mean, Yard House can get any of these. So Brewers Association released the top 50 brewery companies by sales volume.
Right. I almost went off that, but
right.
So let's just list some of these and see if any of these could possibly okay. at Yard good, House that good you're looking idea. For.
Good incorporation, incorporating another news item into this news item.
As brought up by, what was it? The, gosh, what was his name from Belching Beaver? The sales rep we had on with Randy.
Randy? Kevin
or Keith?
No. Oh, boy. Mark?
Mark. Was it Mark?
I feel like it was Mark.
Okay. Well, he brought up Yinglings.
Mm.
They're the number one sales volume craft brewery in the U.S. Why aren't they at Yard House?
Because, at our Yard House? That's not a bad idea. But there was like, they're number one. They're still a craft brewer because it's, there's some sort of loophole. With
I'm sure they're, in the Sam Adams loophole. Somehow. Right.
They have a loophole thing, like a grandfathered in thing.
Right.
Yeah. Sam Adams loophole is different, though.
Regardless, if they're number one sales, why doesn't Yard House pick them up?
All right, I like that. Cuz when I went to New Jersey a couple of years ago, it's Yingling's just all over the freaking place back there.
Mhm.
And
here, maybe they keep it tight and just so sell much. The shit out of it.
Tweet.
That's a good one. Yeah, throw some others out there.
Let's throw some Bell's Brewing.
Oh. Yeah. But they don't do they come to California at all? I mean, is
Yard,
that something
Yard House
possible?
Can make that happen. Yard House has a distribution network, I'm sure.
Okay. I like that. That's
the Yard House is the size of place that can pull in breweries.
What's that Bell's one? The big one, Hop Slam.
Hop Slam?
Two Hearted?
Oh, Two Hearted.
Really yeah.
Let's see what else.
Yeah, I'm searching that right now. My pick is Bell's now.
New Galaris.
Nope.
They come in at number 16 on the list. No? No New Glarus?
I don't know. What do you got?
What about Matt Brewing?
Matt?
What about me?
Yeah. Yeah, you got a brewing in Utica. Okay.
Cool.
Utica, New York. Number 17. Great Lakes Brewing.
Well, that's probably Ohio. Utica Brewing. I would want that.
Great Lakes?
Or no, the Utica.
Oh, is that?
I'm going to
say. No, that's the city that they're in.
Right, but I'm
the saying, brewery name's Matt Brewing.
But it's that's probably like their business LLC name or something.
What about Odell? They come in at 22.
Ooh, yes. Yeah. Give me something from Odell.
Yep.
Stevens Point Brewing.
The fuck?
Wisconsin.
Yeah, some of these I'm like, you're in the top 50?
I think because there's several of them on that. If you want to, check out the Brewers Association.
They posted the
website.
Whole
they posted. They sent it to us and everybody. Everybody's
so what I liked this. About that news story was
Three Floyds.
If somebody's owned by somebody.
Three Floyds.
If somebody's owned by somebody, they don't have any shame.
Right.
Showing it. It's like number one is Duvel.
Oh, yeah. They
Duvel
don't mess around.
Out of Paso Robles.
Yeah, they don't mess around. They it was like right up there. And yeah, they did not mention anything Firestone. They're like Duvel. And Duvel's located in Kansas City.
Yeah.
Paso Robles.
And Cooperstown.
And you got to figure out what the hell we're talking about.
Like, Carl Strauss.
I know.
Oh, Left Hand Brewing.
Nice.
Oh, Left Hand. Yes.
Love me some Left Hand.
These are all, these are good mentions. These are all, come on,
Yard House. These are all reasonable Yard House pulls.
Yes. Let's see. Yeah, because I knew, because we went in there about it. Like I said, when I saw Jacob, it was about a week ago? Mm-hmm. And there, I had to go through three different choices before I could find one where the keg wasn't blowing. Man. So Becky's wise to this now, too. It was like, oh, they're going to be changing over soon. All their kegs are blowing. Mm-hmm. And
they're running out on purpose, uh-huh, is what you're saying.
Right. They don't like, they just wait till everything's blown, or they don't wait. They do it every 6 months, I think.
Yeah.
And then they don't, you know, get more of the same. They're just like, we'll just wait.
Gotta clean the lines.
So what they, if you guys didn't know, but they have, they have their chalkboard beers.
Yes.
So those are the beers that they put on in between. So say the, you know, some, they picked a beer that goes out of season and the brewery runs out of it midway. They'll put a chalkboard beer on in its place. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So,
right.
That's when you get the even series. Cooler stuff.
Yeah.
They have,
I had that hop shovel from Bear Republic. I didn't even know that was.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
For.
Yeah.
They always have a Belgian list on there, too. Like, yeah. They cannot get off.
Get the Belgian flight.
No, they sell the Belgians there.
That, really?
Yeah, people go for the Belgian beer. Mm-hmm.
Oh, sorry. I just inverted laughed right there.
Jerks.
Or something.
Next time I'm in there, I'm going to be like, who's getting the Belgian flight in here? Hey, who the fuck is ordering this? I want to talk to you right now. Come up here.
You got to go Sunday morning at like 10 o'clock when they open. That's who's ordering the Belgians.
Those are the Belgian guys. You're getting the Belgian guys.
I cannot tell you how I know, but I know.
Oh, interesting.
Yes.
The barflies like to come at odd times, which is, I get that. I'll probably be one of those guys one day.
Yes. Retirement goals.
Yep. 10 a.m. Yard House opens.
Yard House.
I'm ready.
Yes, Mike. It's 10:01. We're opening the doors right
now. Hey, come on, man. What the fuck?
Your seat's already dusted off. Don't worry.
Somebody might take my seat.
Dirty.
Hey, nobody can take your seat when we're not open yet, Mike. Do you understand that? Yeah, I'm just saying, man.
Did you clean my glass?
Hey.
Did you clean it?
Hey. Glass is cleared. Sorry, we're disturbing Louie right now.
I know, he's very upset.
Is that, what else, Matt?
Those are my,
all right,
my news. News my stories news. For the week.
My news. Did you see my news?
Nick.
What?
Show us your news, man.
Oh, wide hops all around.
By the way, I like this Kent Lake from Iron Springs.
It is all right.
Fairfax,
I don't think California. I made it down here yet.
Oh, it hasn't?
Oh. No, is it?
I looked at your glass and I was like, to see if you had it, and it looked like you had it, but you had something else, apparently. I had
my geodesic
going. Oh, geodesic. Yeah, by the way, our tailgating beers was tonight, or this episode, this generic time of day that you're listening to the show. Modern Times geodesic beer, wheat, danky wheat ale, donated to the show by Matt, Bearded Brewer 87. And then we had
that's the Kolsch.
The Kern River
Church
beer.
Church.
Which?
West Coast IPA.
And it's got the OK, which is a rafting term. I didn't know.
Oh, they're all about the river rafting.
Right. If you're wondering what that church and the okay is, it's like, it's sort of like, I'm okay, bro. Everything's cool over here, bro. Yeah. Like, if you don't see the person, you're like, where's that guy?
In
like,
God's
you're
hands.
Like, hey, John. And he's all church. He's like, all right, he's fine.
He's fine. Let's carry on. Don't fall asleep in the sun.
From that, that's what I've gathered from it. I've never gone river rafting.
You did way more research than I did.
Seems like a whole thing. Like if it's in a thing where you have to go all day and it's an all day thing, I'm like, all right, never mind. That's why I've never gone skiing.
Nice.
It looks really super fun. Like I think I would be totally into like being in the snow skiing all day. Looks super fun.
Yeah.
But then you're like, well, you gotta get skis and you gotta drive up the mountain and you gotta. I'm like, never mind. That's
you gotta wait for the snow.
Yeah, yeah, I have snow. It's so, like I went up there in July. I was like, "What the fuck?
What? I want to ski now. I'm ready.
I'm ready. I'm here.
This is ski season, right?
Yeah. Well, I'm no, ready. It's like here all the time, right?
Where do you put the snow?
Sorry. Oh, boy. Sorry, everyone. Sorry, Nick. Sorry, everyone.
It's okay. It's quite all right. Yeah. All right. Speaking of tangents. Wow. Got me. You got me.
I got you.
Speaking of anniversary parties, House of Pendragon turns 5 this spring.
Man, yay. All kinds of parties.
Phantom Carriage turns 3. No, nothing.
Yeah, cool.
All right, cool.
Cool for those LA people.
Yeah.
You haven't been to Phantom Carriage.
I have not officially been there. That's one of your things.
Yeah.
I want to go.
Next time. How far are they away from Disneyland? Because this is your visiting schedule for Los Angeles breweries. How close is it to my route to Disneyland? And from Disneyland proper.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's what it'll take. You want me in your brewery?
Put it in Phantom Carriage. I want to feel like it's Inglewood-ish area.
Wow.
I'm going to say. I'm throwing Should that
we
in there.
Google it? Do we have time to do this? Like
Carson or Inglewood or...
Ooh, Carson.
North Long... No, it wouldn't be North Long. North Long Beach for the... Sketchy.
Gardena.
Oh, okay.
Where is Gardena, Mikey?
It's an LA suburb.
Thanks. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Ooh, you could hit El Segundo on the way back.
Yeah.
It is near Carson. Very good.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Carson, Torrance, Inglewood.
Yeah, those kind of blend. If I'm in Lakewood and I'm going to drive to LA, I'm going to go through those places if I want to take surface streets.
If you're in Anaheim and you hit the 91
right.
West.
West, and then I go north.
You'll be right there.
Then you get off. At Los Inaga.
The 110 South.
They take Lakewood Boulevard North.
That seems out of the way.
No, it's totally in the way.
So there you go. Okay, it's almost barbecue season. How about the...
It's a barbecue season every day.
Traeger Grills Meat Madness 2018.
Yeah!
Are you in this, Mikey?
I should. I've got a Traeger. They do like a March Madness tournament thing every year.
So it's you versus Chew Your Beer?
Yeah, Chew Your Beer won't do a Traeger. He does his own setup. You know, he's high level. I'm like, you know, somebody using a Traeger, the other guys, you know, like Chew, like scoff at it, like, that's cute. Oh, you got a little Traeger. That's
pretty
cute. I got a Traeger. Like, yeah, that's cute.
That's the Ronco of barbecue.
Yeah.
Set it and forget it.
Yeah. It's the what's that brewing system that's like super easy? The home brewing system.
The brew in the bag.
Yeah, not even brew in a bag. It's like or the damn it. I hear them on the Brewing Network talking. Not the beer kit.
Not
the beer kit. I guess you could say
that's
it.
Super.
It's
hard.
The beer kit of barbecuing.
Wow.
But hey, you know what? You can still fuck up a Traeger barbecue.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, please tell us how.
You can still do it. I do it all the time. It rarely comes out right. It's like never right. It's like always like undercooked. I'm like,
what?
And then it looks fine. I pull it off and I was like, yeah, this is ready.
This is
and
perfect.
The temperature is all, it's all fine. And then we start eating it. I'm like, fuck, this is undercooked. And everyone's like, oh, no, it's fine. It's fine. Like, I know it's undercooked, all right? Yeah. Don't worry about it.
I like it.
Everything red.
Here's some antibiotics on your way out.
And I was like, do you want me to put it back on the grill? No.
We don't have 5 hours to wait.
No, I'm hungry. Yeah, because usually that's what's happened. I've, like, taken way too long to cook it, and it's still fucking undercooked. It's like, everyone's just like, Jesus, is it going to be ready or not? I'm just like, fuck it, here. And then it's undercooked. It's just a whole mess. This is my life.
It's a whole mess.
Yeah, dude, just be glad you don't have to live around here and live around me. Just be glad. Enjoy the show. He's like, oh, I don't know what that guy. What's happening?
Just
the,
in time.
The Traeger tournament.
Traeger
Sorry.
Tournament. No,
we're back.
I was hoping
I'm back.
You'd be on this. I want to see you Traeger.
Yeah, I think about it. Because the Dan Patrick show I listen to in the morning, my morning commute, I listen to actual radio,
what?
Guys.
What?
Unless Dan Patrick's not there, then I'll switch to my podcast.
I'm getting worried. You've been back there for a while.
Oh, shit. What's going on? Oh, fuck. Forgot about that guy. What's going on? Let's check in.
Let's check in.
Oh no.
Louis is getting excited.
No. It's got the fridge, Mike.
Either he's rearranging and dusting your shelves because he thinks he's at work, or we have that much bad beer in there.
I'm just trying to figure out if I'm going to subject you guys to a weird beer.
They're all weird beer. People have been right. Sending me beers for years, but lately they've gone hazy.
Funny how integrity fades away as the populace gets. This isn't what I meant to play, but it's fine.
But it's working.
Yeah. Paul, only Paul, right now, Paul's laughing.
That's okay. Matt can't hear it right now.
That's right.
No birthday party.
Oh, I'm so glad Candlebox made it into a song in 2018.
That was a new song last week from Paul. But there's a new Paul song that I was meant to play while Matt was at the fridge, Mike, because...
Yeah. That's funky. The discotheque. Where is the discotheque, please?
You know, you're bobbing your head right now. Oh,
yeah. You're smiling right about now.
That was a new one.
That gave me a tingle.
Paul's on a run, man.
I'm 95% sure he did that bass line without pants on.
You could hear it, huh?
Yeah.
You could hear the sans pants.
I don't need pants to do this bass line.
Matt is having to do a corked bottle right now, if you can't tell.
I like this.
Oh, you might not. I will.
I love gold.
Hey, bud, let's party. Which one of you is greater at reading?
Oh, did you bust open the Libertine box?
Oh, I busted Special open guy the Libertine box.
Oh, my what gosh.
If you could read that.
Well, Stu, I'll tell you, surfing's not a sport. It's a way of life. It's no hobby. It's a way of looking at that wave and saying, hey, bud, let's party.
That's Spicoli, bro, from Fast Times.
Rare wild ale with grapefruit zest, cinnamon, and organic pluots.
Oh, organic pluots. I've been waiting for a pluot beer.
There's two of them in there, but we opened one of them.
This is no birthday party.
Wow.
Oh, bud.
That's actually pretty good.
Looking at that wave and saying, hey, bud, let's party.
Oh, man.
Oh, wow.
Oh, got to take a photo.
Oh, boss pour.
Boss pour. It's my turn for the top boss pour.
Top boss pour.
This is exactly what this podcast needed.
Spoiler alert. I've had this. Oh, no, this is different. This is not no birthday party.
We've had birthday party.
But this is, hey, bud, let's party.
Oh.
Yes. That's.
It is different. We have not had this.
We have not had hey, bud, let's party.
Which is what you just read.
Thank you to Libertine Brewing for
this. I just saw the Spicoli on the back.
Beer donation.
No,
we do take beer donations from breweries. Drake's from time to time likes to give us beer. Dust Bowl from time to time likes to give us beer. And Libertine and Tioga Scoia all like to give us beer from time to time. So.
It's a good thing I wore my checkered Vans tonight.
Zach's Brewing right now. By the way, Nick, yes. Do you have a... Tap room update for Zach's Brewing.
We're closer than we've ever been.
Every week from here on out, you can say that. I would hope.
We're dangerously close to getting a permit.
Ooh. A
few minor details to work out.
Which permit is this? The 800 permits needed.
The permit that lets you swing hammers glue and screw things and cock things.
You need
things.
A permit for that, huh?
We're going to screw things and cock things very soon.
Well, that's good.
As Mike Holmes would put
it. Are you going to live Instagram that?
Yeah, we're going to
Instagram live
totally that. Appropriate. So he's seriously looking forward to it. He's talking about canning right away.
Yes. Good idea.
Yeah. Canning and kegging freshies.
So we're getting close.
Getting close.
The tension's building.
Yeah.
Zach's brewing.
I mean, it's not like right now close, but mm-hmm.
You can see a light.
You can see a light.
By the way, this is a damn good beer.
I was hoping it was going to be over cinnamon just to like freak you guys out, but it's not.
It's there.
It's there.
It's all in the aroma.
Mm-hmm. It's not super sour.
The rest of it just tastes like
It's like the Embarcadero. It's easy to drink.
Yeah, slight hints of Embarcadero.
I've walked around this block before.
Hmm. Makes me feel like I'm at the Central Coast. That's
pretty,
yeah.
Pretty delicious.
Wow. Good job, Libertine.
Mm-mm. It's one tasty beer.
What else, Nick?
Orgame.
Uh-oh.
Orgame.
We just passed the...
Dorktown Podcast. You just had to pay 5 cents a Dorktown Podcast.
Yes. That's okay. We already spent $5 on Paul, so put it on his tab. Pi Day. 314, right? Mm-hmm. Ha, ha, ha. Apple pie or pizza pie?
Pizza.
Oh, pizza.
Yeah, you guys aren't dessert fans. Huh?
No, I am. I like apple pie.
No.
But not over pizza. Nothing really beats pizza, almost.
Nothing beats pizza.
Some days tacos do, but
nice.
Other than that, it's pretty much pizza.
And just in time for tax season, Stone has re-released... with a new name, their Imperial Stout, this time called Totalitarian Imperial Russian Stout. See, they go Imperial Russian Stout.
IRS.
So the acronym's IRS.
And what was it before?
It was never named Totalitarian before. It's IRS.
Okay.
But see, usually it's Russian Imperial Stout. RIS. Mm-hmm. RIS.
Okay.
Not IRS.
Or
IRS.
Roger does RIP, Russian Imperial Porter.
Yes, he does the RIP.
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 Get ripped.
Playing acronyms. Sorry, I know I'm undoing the cork. Something I do every time.
What's the squeaky sound?
Why unsqueaky? Why are you unsqueaky?
You squeak.
And I'm probably going to break it in half. Because I do that too.
How about an update from... Nope, never mind. I'll say that for cheers.
Oh, okay, good. Well, speaking, talking about Paul earlier.
What?
Again? I'm going to be doing a Marin trip during spring break.
What?
Early in the week on spring break, which would be, I don't know dates right now, but a week from this Monday, we'll say. This Monday you're listening to it, or it shows out here on Friday, and that Monday, a week from that. I go be in Marin, and I certainly plan on visiting Iron Springs.
Nice.
The 26th.
26th of Paul from Fairfax. I hope to see him. At the very least, Paul's just too busy, I can't get in touch with him. I'm assuming I can drop off beer at Iron Springs for Paul, just like you can drop off beer for Matt at Tioga Sequoia. And, so, I'm just calling out anyone that wants me to mule beer to Paul in this next week. If you can get it to me before the 26th, like say the 24th, I'm going to have a dedicated ice chest to mule up to Paul.
Nice.
Because Paul deserves it. He's made so many songs for us, and without pay. And not even, not only without pay, but like, I mean, Paul could do on the, could do a side hustle of just writing jingles for everyone in the podcasting world. But he, you know, that's not what he does. He does something else. So, and he doesn't have any like website or blah, 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 the promoter or anything. He just has an email. And, so, if anyone's like, man, I've always wanted Paul to have this beer, blah, 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 and especially if you're in Fresno. But right now, if you're listening right now, if you're quick enough with your sending, you could send it to us and I could actually get it up to Paul in time. So
nice.
If you want to, I'm calling it, you know, this would be work better if Paul wouldn't be able to hear this and I could just bring him up beer, but so. I'm just calling out.
Spoiler alert.
If you wanted
Paul, stop listening.
Want somebody to mule beer to Paul. Yeah, Paul, don't listen. I'll be going up to Brand for a couple days.
Wow.
And also one to mention, I've been seeing this term this week on a few places.
Yeah.
And I don't think I like it. It's a beer geek term.
Oh boy!
I don't know that I've heard it before or not. I just, but from this week, for some reason, it's just cemented now. Shelfie, as in like, you know, a beer that's just on the shelf.
We used to call those shelf turds,
right? And now they're calling. I never liked the term shelf turds. But I just accepted it as that's the term. But now they're saying shelfies, and I don't like shelfies either.
See, to me, that's like the picture of the warm shelf that you take.
Right. That, and I don't like either of those terms. Really would wish there was a different term. Shelf turds bother me, and shelfie bothers me. So, I'm going to have to ask the community, craft beer community, to come up with a different term than shelfie or shelf turds.
So, wait. So, you don't like it. But you're not going to do any work to change it.
Right. Not right now. Maybe this next week I'll have some time.
Oh, I see. Okay.
That's all. Doing some creative sessions and.
Got it.
Right. You know, writing in my notebook.
Get a think tank going.
Kind of getting a brain thing going on. But I'm just throwing it out there. Let's come up with a better term than shelfie or shelf turd. Okay, guys? Because both of those suck.
I like it.
That's all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Putting that out there. All right. How are we doing, guys? We're doing good?
We are amazing.
Having good. Fun having this great beer from Liberty.
Yeah, we sure are. Will you call me tonight and leave me a voicemail? Will you talk about beer and tell me your drive?
Oh man, there are two ways to get in touch with us with your voice. One is the call, the Dorktown Network voicemail line of 559-492-0542. The other way is to record something on your smartphone or wherever you record your voice with and send that file to us via email, perfectpourpodcast@gmail.com. And that's what this person did this week. And this person's first voicemail is...
Good evening, Perfect Pour. It is Friday night in Colorado, and we're having a great time.
Yes!
So awesome. We went to River North.
Are they in the car from...
Had an awesome couple Futon of beers.
Futon 55?
We had some hazies. Sorry.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, they have beer coming out tomorrow. They're going to release it called Haze, and it comes in cans.
Just to release
tomorrow. They're going to be great. We're going to go pick up a 12-pack. They're fantastic. It's going to be awesome.
So we wanted to comment on some things, like the Beer Fest. So like, we have lots and lots and lots of Beer Fest here that are not paired with anything but beer.
No.
So, like, if you guys are yearning for that, you need to come back.
Nice.
Or you need to come here.
Yeah, come to Colorado.
Come to Colorado.
We have beer flavored Beer Fest.
Much
yeah. Kung Fu. There's no fucking food. Mm-hmm. It's just beer, and it's great. Like you eat before you go.
And cheers to Tony Bag for pointing out ratio. for a ratio, you had to have come here.
Yeah, that's insider stuff.
Because but that's totally insider shit. And ratio is the shit. We both agree that ratio is awesome.
Yeah, he's right.
But in order for you to know about ratio, you had to have been here. So yeah, we're wondering more on that.
There are no outside tap room sales on that one. Cheers to Tony Bags there for sure.
Yeah. And Matt, Odell, solid choice. Odell is fucking shit.
Good job.
We love Odell. So good job. We wanted to tell you the oldest brewery in Colorado is Tivoli.
Tiddly.
But
she said Lee.
They closed.
They closed for a certain period of time. So
had some stuff.
And then
going
they
on.
Reopened. So if that doesn't
We're
count,
back.
Then it is Boulder Beer. Unless you count Wine Coop, which is a beer pub.
Nobody counts Wine Coop.
Not necessarily a brewery.
Come on.
So, depending on what you guys want to, you know, count.
Boulder Beer Company says that they are the oldest craft beer brewery in Colorado.
Right, and they're 1979.
I think they're right. They kind of earned it. I mean, right. Tivoli's a little bit on the old and crusty side, but they have a brand new lineup. They're doing pretty good, but nope, it's definitely Boulder Beer.
I wonder
and
if this
Mikey,
song is 3 minutes
because
long.
Because you chose GABF.
But the solo's about to really kick in. Shush.
A free place to stay. With waffles and bacon.
Oh, what?
No heck pineapple
yes.
on your pizza.
No pineapple. And you get free tours of all awesome breweries.
You might as well stay home and polish the chrome. I mean, you know the
yeah,
beer.
Yeah.
And you know what? Honestly, you guys do have jobs. If you want to come to GABF, you could just buy tickets, you know, and come out.
What? We could buy
you
tickets?
You don't hang out with us if you don't want to. You got a place to stay if you want to.
Golden God's got to pay for
you
that.
Know? I mean, it's all good. It's a good time, and you should definitely check it out at least once.
I have an Easter joke.
Oh, no.
What did the Easter egg say to the boiling water?
What did it say, Janine?
It might take me a while to get hard. I just got laid by some chick.
Oh!
Wow.
Zero. 3 minutes zero. Here.
Okay, and
wrap it up.
We have a wrap question. Do they allow dogs in the breweries in California?
Yeah, Denver yes. doesn't allow them. Other cities like Thornton, yep. we can bring our
bunch
dog in there.
Dog conservatives.
So keep up the good work, guys.
Bye.
Wow, got out of there. Good job.
We don't care much for jerk dogs in breweries.
Louis.
Leave your jerk dogs
Louis.
At home.
Louis, yep, yeah, that's Lee, why you've Lee never here. Seen Louis at Tioga Sequoia.
But,
keep up the good work, keep up the good work, keep up the good work, guys.
But generally, I take Lucy to a brewery.
Generally, they are.
That's not on my bucket list.
Yeah.
You haven't taken one of your boxers to a brewery?
Mm-mm. One's afraid of everything, and the other's afraid of nothing. So neither is a good situation.
Oh, the boxes.
I'd like to see Lucy down at the beer garden.
All right, it's going to happen. We're going for a ride.
All right. I want.
Hey guys, it's Bob and Carly from Whidbey Island, Washington, actually in Sacramento right now.
Whoa.
We just took a week-long trip to California, and we went all over the place.
Nice.
Yeah, we went all the way down to the Central Coast, checked out Libertine in San Luis Obispo.
Nice. Yeah.
If you ever have a chance, check out their half-cocked. It's a peach and apricot sour that will blow your mind, absolutely.
Yeah. Mm. The wild IPA is not so much a fan of that, but that half-cocked was pretty darn good. So we enjoyed that. We also went over to Fresno, and we went to Tioga Sequoia.
Yeah.
Tioga Sequoia. We hit up Goldstein's, and I'm sure you saw our post on Instagram of checking out Spokeasy.
Yes.
So we have a couple beers on us whenever you guys have a chance to make it over there.
Nice guys at Spokeasy and at Goldstein's, too. Goldstein's, we had the Ubedank, and
yes.
I don't remember what we had at.
You had Offshoot Brewing.
And we had some kind of blue, electric blue.
Electric blue.
Yeah. Track 7 has a
track
sour
seven.
Out
they were
that's
going
electric blue.
About that.
It's at Spokeasy right now, if you guys have a chance. It tastes like a roll of sweet tarts. If you just like eat the entire roll of sweet tarts without drinking any water.
I'm interested.
That's what it tastes like.
Yeah. So it's wild. Maybe not what I drink every day, but just fun to experience. Anyways, so while we were going through California, something that we noticed that was a lot different than Washington, besides the fact that the West Coast IPAs are, you know, much better here in California than Washington.
Yes.
But there was a real lack of collabs between the breweries here.
We don't like each other.
Really popular in our corner of the world up there, and feel like it's a big sense of community, and that's the beers that you look forward to because they're the best. They're just really thought out and delicious, and that's what we try to pick out from the menu and their limited release, and we couldn't really find that here. And I mean, we really went Northern California and Central Coast, and it's just it's not something that's popular here. So hoping maybe from a brewery's perspective you could give us a heads up on why that is, and are there more collabs in the future, and where can we see them? Anyways, guys.
Yeah, we just want to know if we're just like out of season, if we're too early, are we too late? Other than that, we're actually headed home to back to Sacramento from Auburn. We just checked out Knee Deep and had a couple of IPAs at Moonraker. Moonraker blew my mind.
So good.
Absolutely amazing beer there at Moonraker. Right. So yeah, anyway, we just want to call and say keep up the good work.
Keep up the good work, guys.
And we are driving. I know that's a thing we need to announce. So we are driving right now. We're stuck in traffic on Business 80. So
Business 80.
Yeah, keep up the good work.
We are driving.
All right, see ya.
Yes, please.
We're on Business 80. Not normal 80. Business 80.
Please preface your driving or non-driving.
That was awesome. I was just like, because I saw them, they tagged us. They went into Spokies and tagged us. I was like, it took me a minute to figure out. I was like, wait, these guys are like from Northern Washington, right? The Bouillets?
The Bouillets.
Mm-hmm. I was like, they're in Spokie? What's happening?
What is happening?
Two worlds are colliding.
Did I go too far?
Oh, no.
Have I gone too far to get home?
That was pretty rad.
Thanks, guys. So what? It's like Alvarado's collabing with everybody?
Yeah.
Field work.
Mm-hmm.
But they're Northern California.
Brothers. Yeah. They collab with the NorCal.
And but Modern Times would collab down south. But in the Valley.
It's like always it seems. Yeah, the Valley. Nobody seems to collab. But
we're
like,
too busy trying to make our own.
Right. Too busy trying to make
it. Like, we're still starting. Give
we're
us the
We're still starting. I don't have time to collab. You can come over and dump some grain in the thing, all right?
That's a collab.
That's collab. Here.
We shared a
we
pizza.
We collab.
Sharing a pizza?
Tauga did collab with the Phoenix Brewer.
Oh, that's right.
That was a good beer.
The Ritual.
Usually, but see, that's the thing. No, the collabs.
That's still not a stout.
The collabs usually aren't that great, though.
Here's an update. That dark beer is still not a stout.
Uh-oh. You keep thinking it is, and it's not. It just is, man. Yeah. Stop trying to make fetch work, bro.
This Claremont is just not going to be a stout for me.
It's not going to work for you. Do you call me tonight and leave me a voicemail? I'm switching to different apps on the area. Mm-hmm. How are you guys doing on beer? You guys doing great?
We are great.
We're all right.
Mm, good. It's good.
No, don't look at that one.
Okay. I'm not looking.
Oh, wait.
We'll get to it when we get to it.
There's a hidden beer somewhere.
Hidden beer.
You'd think I'd have this pointed out and for me, and now, you know, you get lost in your phone and you can't find an app, but you know it's fucking there, yeah. But you can't find it.
That's when you swipe down and search.
I was going to say the same thing.
I found it. Hey, guys.
Hey, guess what?
Oh, now, look at that. Now it's okay.
Now you
now
do
it's
it.
Okay.
Couldn't have done what? It if you 30 seconds ago.
Oh, just trying to catch you off guard.
Oh, wow. Damn it. Now I'm all off guard, and here's some voicemails.
Okay.
Here's
hey, guys of the Perfect Pour.
Yes.
My name is Aaron, also known as the Beer Metal Dude. I do a podcast called the Beer Metal Show Podcast. Been listening to you guys for a few months now, and I've been backtracking on all your episodes. Just heard the latest episode. And I want to say, Nick, thanks for the shout-out to San Antonio, because that is where I am from.
Nice.
Yes, we do have several breweries here, and I know of at least three more that are going to be opening up probably within this year, if not early next year.
San Antonio's kicking our ass.
And a few more that are still in their planning stages. So, yes, San Antonio is coming up here in Texas. But here's what's funny, guys. I honestly can tell you that I think San Antonio is like at the tail end of shit when it comes to breweries. I mean, Houston, Austin, and Dallas and Fort Worth have a shit ton more breweries than San Antonio. Wow. And yet, you know, we get respect like that, man. So I appreciate that shout out. That's why I'm giving you guys a call. Just want to say y'all guys do an awesome job. I love listening to your show. And Nick, by the way, my unofficial nickname is the No Haze Chaser.
Yes.
I, will drink them, sure, if they are at a bottle share or available at a local bar here in town. But do I go out of my way and trade for them? Fuck no. Do I give up my fucking a body part or my soul for them like other people do? Fuck no. So I'm with you, bro. You know, I'm more of an old school traditionalist. I like all styles of beer, Saisons, Belgian Triples, and Amber Red Ales are actually some of my favorite styles of beer. Oh, and Brown Ales. Yeah.
Oh,
so anyway, just wanted to give you guys a shout out, give you guys a call that you got a new fan, new listener here in San Antonio, Texas, man. Y'all guys keep up the great work. And, you know, maybe I'll send you some Texas beers. So you guys can have one on your show.
Nice. All right,
cheers. Later.
Later. Metal, beer metals show?
Beer metal
show. Somebody said?
Sure.
Another beer podcast to listen to.
Actual evidence that San Antonio is.
San Antonio is coming up. What was your story? It was about how San Antonio was rising as a beer city?
Yeah, it was a news piece from their local news channel that got posted on YouTube and then reblogged from there about how they've had a boom recently in breweries opening up.
Boom.
By the way, I just noticed the sound deadening that you're adding to the Pliny boxes right there.
Yeah, that's pretty pro, bro.
We're getting some acoustics going here.
Yeah, I just wanted to
point that out. I've been noticing that microphone in particular, there's sort of a flat sound. I don't know if behind Nick, there's like the garage. There's an opening of the garage.
A void, if you will.
A void. And then there's the flat. I have a makeshift wall of boxes to create a wall.
Nice.
And I feel like that's causing a sound issue. And I have like little cheap ass little foam sound things there. I actually bought some foam on Amazon and I have it in the house now.
Nice.
Came this week. I haven't put it out here yet, but
you should put it out here.
Sometimes I can hear on Nick's mic, the co-host mic.
Oh, great.
Co-host.
So wait, that's why we're not a success.
Yeah. The mic that Bells, Nick, Bells, and Josh use that mic. Matt has the only one that uses that mic is Matt. Matt has his own personal mic. And then there's a producer Becky mic that is used by when we have a guest here in the special studio. Guest. And that then was, there's a fridge mic, of course.
That was me rubbing my beard on the mic.
Thank you.
By the way, I try to use the Sennheiser as much as possible. To me, that's my boy, Blue.
Sorry.
It's my boy.
Little podcasting tangent. Sorry.
Great.
We have a new
show. So I sound terrible is what you said.
No. Sometimes there's that little bit I can hear it.
I quit right now.
Mm-hmm. We have a new beer, by the way.
Ooh, that's a s'more.
That's good.
S'mores Chaser.
It's all right.
I like beers with marshmallow in them.
You do?
This is good.
That sounds weird.
It does. I'll take anything with marshmallow. From Garage Brewing. The Garage Boys, I'm assuming. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, Evil Circle. Evil Circle sent donated this one to Garage Brewing.
Zach's supposed to be Garage Door Brewing, except for this brewery.
Right.
Had Garage in the
name. Oh, really? Yeah. Was it this?
Uh-huh.
So Zach's Brewing started out as Garage Door Brewing. Yeah. And this brewery's name fucked that up.
Yep.
Bastards. This is just says Marshmallow Milk Stout. Really, guys, you gotta name your beer. Even if it's a stupid name, You gotta have
you want
a
name on your beer. You just don't want
the generic style name. I know old school guys are like that. They like to just
tell me what it is.
They're just like, yeah, tell me what it's no. It's not the way the world is now. This is a good beer though. I mean pretty much I've liked everything with the marshmallow in it. Oh man. I like a new voicemail, so thanks for that. Don't listen to that.
Yep, I know your passcode again. You change it every time.
What are the perfect four cheese through here? I'm a little disappointed.
What?
Because my call got fucking cut off or whatever, stupid cell phones. I should just get a...
Sorry, Chew.
A landline with a long-ass cord.
That's right.
I go home.
And I support never that.
The connection, eh? What are the reason being that voicemail was for us was there's been a couple conversations about fill in the blank being a favoritism. I'm playing favoritism for Winter's Day. Fuck that shit, Holmes. I don't play favorites, Holmes. So what I wanted to do was give you guys, the perfect four, Mike, Nick, and Matt, the opportunity to pick a winner for my Tecumseh fill in the blank contest. So there you go. Pick a fucking winner. This fucking sucks. It got delayed a week. Hopefully everybody understands. There's a reason why I do things like every bi-weekly because I have a extra little cash to throw away just for the fun of it. So, I apologize. Fuck Verizon. Other than that, pick a winner. Read off the comments and, you guys pick the winner. And so I guess next Friday, the winner will be. This Friday, whatever, just do it. It ruined my day, Holmes.
Oh, man.
I was so excited to see who the winner was. Now they have to wait. Suspension, Holmes. It's leave the suspense up. Orale. Chew your beer, and I hope I didn't get fucking cut off. Love you.
You bye. Made it, Chew. Well, now we got to do Chew's work.
What?
So Chew's contest on Untappd for a fill-in-the-blank contest. Now we have to do... Can somebody look up Chew's... account. I can't do it because I'm using my phone for voicemails right now. And we got to pick who made the best fill in the blank.
Does that mean we have to read all the options?
I guess so. I think that's Chew's little game. He wants us to yeah, Chew your beer on Untappd and Twitter. He's not on Instagram. Which is, you know, pretty big.
I think he's
big.
Secretly on Instagram.
Maybe he is. It's pretty big in the beer geek world, the Instagram.
Yeah.
At Perfect Pour Pod.
Because he says things that I don't post on Twitter. I'm like,
Oh, really? Yeah. Interesting. So we're going to have to pick the winner.
Okay, what was the beer? Beer's
contest.
What was the...
It's going to be fill in the blank. Yeah, who knows? Chew... does a lot of checking in. You might have a problem going back and finding it. Well, while you do that, we're going to listen to more voices.
Hey, guys, this is Hoppy Libations, and I'm driving.
Yeah!
I am actually in my 20s, and so uh-oh. I was thinking about what you guys were talking about in regards to the pale ale.
Yeah.
And the parties that I went to when I was in college were definitely more hard liquor. Like more vodka.
See, I told you.
Lots of vodka. and so when I got back into the beer scene, it was more cream ales, pale ales. So I definitely think that that was sort of my gateway into IPAs and to the rest of the beer culture. So that's my two cents. I'm not exactly sure what I am. I don't know if I'm like the West Tampa Bay rep. I think you still need to...
there's
judge
a battle.
Our Untappd check-in.
There's a battle that
between me and Lumber Jose.
Yeah.
So
battles.
Let's see if that can happen. Alrighty.
Let's see.
I'm gonna continue driving. Keep up the good work.
Stay safe, puppy. Stay safe.
I'm gonna continue driving. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work, guys. Maybe that should be the decider. Who's got the most unique check-ins? On Untappd, they get to be the Tampa Bay rep.
Where is my? Oh, that's old list.
Yeah, we gotta. You have to get that to me, Nick, or somehow, or just, or actually, if you write it in a document, and then we'll post it of all our reps, because that's been requested, where they can just access on the internet on perfectportpod.com.
So she's saying she wants to be West Tampa?
West Tampa.
Tampa.
If you're in West Tampa.
And so that means Lumber is East.
Lumber Tampa is East.
There's now a West Side Story dividing line for snapping and gang
Tampa
fights.
Tampa is just that important, that big, that it needs two reps.
Why is Florida getting so freaking specific with
Florida's got a lot of reps. Right. We got a lot of representation in Florida.
I'm on the Northeast Shore.
All right, we'll get the list digitized and posted. Mm.
Break out your typewriter.
I mean, I'll call Tom Hanks and borrow one from him.
I have that Tom Hanks app, by the way.
Do you?
Yeah. Nice. There's an app. It's like a...
You can change the
writing app on you can use a typewriter.
Mm-hmm. Can't you maybe even choose the brand and the font will be different by the brand?
Yep.
I bought his book. Every story is written in a different typewriter.
Oh gosh, you Tom Hanks!
He's just the greatest actor in the entire world.
Well, that's all.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Hoppy Libations again because I forgot a ton of shit.
What?
So,
I never do.
We are just wrapping up Tampa Bay Beer Week, and it was awesome.
That is early.
And I am backpacking off of these Colorado reps, and I am going to say that my favorite Colorado brewery is Crooked Stave.
Ooh,
we get a ton of breweries over here. But just because of distribution and all that, I think we only get a handful from Colorado. What I want to know is, since it's Tampa Bay Beer Week, what is your favorite Florida brewery? Or if you know.
Uh-oh.
So I'm going to be putting a box together to send to you guys. I'm working on it. If you have any beers that you are interested in over in the Tampa Bay area, you are welcome to let me know. And if you could just talk for a minute about sending beer in the mail, because honestly, I've never done that before. So
yeah, I'm not real good at it either.
I think I'm done now. Keep up the good work, guys.
Woohoo! She did it. So step one, don't ever admit it's beer.
Oh, yeah. Sending beer. Do not say beer ever.
Even if you know the guy.
There was a guy.
Or
girl. And this may be related. I don't know. There was a guy that had a post office shop, style shop.
Yes.
By Eureka Burger.
No G.
Who was definitely a beer guy because he had different, various, like, calendars and posters in his shop. And... it was sort of like, wink, wink. Yeah, bro, I know what this is. You know what this is? Yeah.
Oh.
Guess what? He's not there anymore. 18, so I don't know.
18 by 18 box and it weighs 40 pounds. What are you shipping? Yeah.
So, but he's closed. He had to close, so I don't know.
I don't know how that guy made money, to be honest.
Yeah.
I don't think it was the beer that shut him down.
Yeah, that's an expensive shopping center to be in for a little post office place to be in. But, Oh, what's going on over there?
So, here's some...
This French Mike.
French Mike. Florida breweries.
Yeah, Florida breweries. Give me something.
Proof?
I think I know what I want to say. Nope.
Funky Buddha?
Nope.
Oyster City? He's digging
around just back there. Yeah, he's really digging. You don't have to dig. There's a lot of cans up there. Stop getting in the bottles. There's plenty of cans. Oh, now he's just being dramatic.
For dramatic effect.
Wait, he's opening things over there.
He's having a fridge beer.
Wait.
He's having a fridge beer while he's looking for the beer he wants to bring back.
Yeah, I need a fridge beer.
I love gold.
Oh, I guess we have to drink this one now. It's already opened.
He's having a fridge beer in the show. It's been opened. Throw me out some more Florida breweries because I want to make the proper choice.
We're looking for Tampa specific, right?
Well, she didn't say that. She said Florida beers, but
I like this
Tampa
name.
Tampa would be good.
Coppertail Brewing.
Mm, okay.
Are they any good? Tell us. Cigar City's in Tampa.
Yeah, Cigar City.
No, but they get that anyway. Angry Chair Brewing.
Yes.
Oh, because you're sitting on
Yes. They had the whole thing with the line, like I talked about.
Worst Beer Blog was talking about.
They had the line controversy. Yeah, all the line mules. Oh, if you could somehow just what you know, it doesn't have to be a whale.
No, just give us their pale ale.
A crowler of angry.
If they don't make a damn good pale ale, they ain't worth shit.
That's right. Old Russ, as Uncle Russ would say.
That's right. I like that.
First thing you do when you walk into your brewery, get their pail. If their pail isn't good, walk the fuck out of there.
Walk the fuck out. I like that. That's my kind of beer drinker. Mm-hmm. 81 Bay Brewing, Florida Avenue, Rock Brothers, Hidden Springs, Brewbus, Brewbus Terminal and Brewery. Wow.
Nah, sounds too gimmicky.
Sounds too gimmicky. All right, there's a few for you.
Yeah, I think I want, yeah, Angry Chair.
Angry Chair it
is. Angry Chair all day. I don't care about the rest.
Okay, so I haven't found any recent fill in the blanks until March 2nd from Chew Your Beer. Does that sound right?
Yeah, that's probably right.
Urban Dictionary. Tecumseh. And then he phonetically spells it out. Fill in the blank.
Oh, yep, that's it.
What does Tecumseh mean to you?
What is Tecumseh?
What would the Urban Dictionary definition be?
What's the Tecumseh? Urban Dictionary of Taiga Sequoia's Tecumseh IPA?
So now I have to read eight of
triple
these,
Triple IPA? Tecumseh is a triple, right? Matt?
Tecumseh? Yes, triple. Technically. It's like 10-8.
All right. So here we go. Those are some choices.
So from Michael.
Michael.
The sound that Nick makes after tasting a hazy.
Tecumseh.
That wasn't really a Nick impression.
Oh, that's how I sound?
No.
In my flatness over here?
Yeah, your flat mic.
You're just letting this beer sit here.
What am I sitting on?
Oh! What is this, Nick?
Colorado's greatest brewery.
Oh.
Chocolate. Oak
you just
aged
poured out
Yeti.
Some squid ink right there.
Proper stout. A proper stout.
It's a proper stout.
It's a proper stout.
Is that? Did you get it right?
From Scotty B. Oops, I didn't pull out in time.
Come say.
From our friends in Colorado, Colin. When one coughs, sneezes, and farts and shits themselves all at the same time. Tecumseh.
Tecumseh.
You look like you want to give the description of that beer.
I was looking at the beer.
Okay.
This beer going around right now that we're having while we're trying to figure out to chew your beer. Trying to do Chew Your Beer's job.
Yeah.
Chocolate Oak Aged Yeti.
Mm-mm-mm.
It is an imperial stout. It is decadent. It is luscious. It is from Great Divide.
I wish I had my mug right now.
And it was donated to the show by a person.
Probably yes. Colin and Janine. Right?
I'm going to say Colin and Janine.
All right. From Keyfisms. When someone in the military walks into a bar and tries to pick up a lady, you Tecumseh here often.
That one's a stretch.
No.
Over. Tecumseh Alvin.
You Tecumseh here often.
Oh. Dad humor.
From Martin A. Tecumseh, fifth member of the South Korean bobsled team.
All right. I'll give you that one.
Ron Kupka. To command a friend to help improve another's beer drinking experience. Originally... Tiku him essay.
Tiku him essay. Tiku him essay.
Homie has a pint glass. Tiku him essay. Oh, Florida Steve. Burn that shit down like Atlanta. I don't get it. It must be an East Coast thing.
Mm-hmm.
The Fontana Gym. Scorched Earth. The General Tecumseh. Nick hates hazy IPAs. He went off Tecumseh at the bottle sharing those hazies went dump bucket. Middle finger emoji. Oh, and then chew your beer. No, he's having technical difficulties. Keep posting.
Sorry, my dad humor radar is just, I have to go to come say here often. Sorry. It's my Keefisms. Choice. Keefisms.
Keefisms. Matthew?
Can you remember any of those to pick out, Matt?
Yeah, I'm going to go with the dad joke one.
Wow.
Do you come see her often?
There you go.
Yeah.
Keefisms.
Keefism wins, Chew.
It's been decided.
You better send the beer to Keefism. You made us do the work. Yep. Now you got to do it. We're still in voicemails. We got lots of voicemails.
Hey, guys. Can you hear me?
Hey.
Yeah.
You probably guess I'm not driving.
Hi, Scotty.
I'm drinking.
Hi. And, see, we know he's drinking when he's all mellow.
I'm going to chime in on who I think is the best Colorado brewery. And it's hands down, it's Oscar Blues. I'm sorry. It's Oscar Blues. Old Chub, Tin Fitty. Come on. Their cans are like, they have like a diagram for you to make them into pipes so you can smoke marijuana with them. Dude, their brew pub on Fridays and Saturdays, they're open till 2 a.m. Dude, Oscar Blues, I'm sorry. I can't imagine there's a better brewery in Colorado than Oscar Blues. Sorry, there's the part, I'm going to cuss right now. There's the shit.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay? So, also, Colin and Janine, I noticed you didn't have any... thing to say about me saying that you are one foxy lady and yummy piece of man candy. But anyway, it's okay. I won't
there's get a lot
hurt to... about being snubbed.
There's a lot to deal with.
Everybody,
you can't remember everything.
Colin, Janine, Nick, Matt, Mikey, and the rest.
Yes.
Everybody, keep up the great work.
Yeah.
I'm drinking.
Yeah. Scotty B always says great. He's got to be different. Scotty B.
Scotty B.
He's just got to be unique because he's Scotty B.
This is true.
It's the Scotty B. Whoa. Voicemails are happening. And we're just having fun with the show about beer.
Hey, guys. Single Cam.
All right.
I'm just finished up last week's episode and... talking about Sierra Pale, it wasn't the gateway beer for me, but I do know quite a few people that it was the gateway beer. And I think it lost its touch with a lot of people. There's just too many options. I mean, we all know that's true. But I think Sierra as a company is still well-respected, and I think they'll be around for a long time. It's funny, but that's pretty obvious, but... as far as pale ale, I don't see it around here much at all in Minnesota. I don't. I wish I did, because when you're in a situation, we'll say like Applebee's or something like that, it's Sierra Pale, because it's just a good go-to beer. You know,
that's the ultimate situation.
Yeah.
But you know, there's just too many damn options out there. But thankfully, to Sierra's credit, a lot of my older friends. Especially at work, love Sierra Nevada. They drink Sierra Nevada Pale all the time. So it's good to see it's been around. I mean, I even remember the first check-in that I had on Beer Advocate way.
Wow.
It feels like a long time ago already. It was like October of 13 or something like that. So I've been drinking for, you know, not quite 5 years, but yeah, and my first beer was an IPA. So my gateway was, I don't know. I think it depends on the age for Sierra as being a gateway. I don't think it's really prevalent anymore, but, you know, it's still a good beer. There's no doubt about it. That's my 2 cents, guys. I hope you guys have a great week. Keep up the good work.
Thanks, bro.
Woohoo! Single Cam. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work.
Nice.
Yeah, the preview of my Bincon, I might have had a Sierra earlier.
Nice. So Sierra is number 3 on that top 50 list, by the way.
Sierra Nevada.
Sales volume breweries. So he's right. They're not going to go away, but pale might be wavering.
That was bothering me all week, actually. Depressing me all week. The whole Sierra Pale losing hand. Every time Matt pointing out, like, once that tap handle changes over and they put a different keg, it's just not coming back. And that kind of made me sad.
That was a staple in the valley. That was it.
Yeah, it's still here, but I mean, it was
Newcastle, Sierra Nevada Pale Ale, Bud Light, Coors Light. Guaranteed. Those four you see everywhere you go.
Yeah.
And Newcastle and Sierra Nevada were both on the import list, so they're a dollar more.
Yeah. Sierra Nevada, import from Chico.
Mm-hmm.
The exotic Chico.
Yes.
Perfect pour. Hey, guys. It's the Grand Poobah.
What?
Of the Florida Reds.
Oh. Whoa.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Did you hear that, Reps?
I just wanted to call in. I wanted to call with my answer to Evil Circle's question about the first brewery that any of us have gone to. I'm going back a long time. I'm going back to like 20-something years ago. I had the honor of being up in upstate New York at the time, and I was in Utica, and I actually visited the FX Matt Brewery and did a tour around that brewery, and it's quite impressive for a independent small scale brewery. They do a lot of contract brewing, and the Saranac line comes out of that brewery too. They make Saranac beer. So that's up around where XL Perro. That's around his neck of the woods. Up around there. So yeah, but that's all I got. I've been busy doing my United Craft Beer form thing and listening
he's
to you
turning.
Guys every
Where's he turning to?
He's been turning for a while.
Like some
he's probably
are.
Safely on the side of the road.
These are flashers.
You listen to a few podcasts, but you guys...
That guy's probably calling a podcast. He's
that's
fine.
All I got.
You're like, oh, maybe that guy's broken down. No, he's calling a podcast. He's fine.
If he doesn't move in 3 minutes, we know.
Yeah. Thanks, Florida Steve. Let's wait 3 minutes. Like, oh, nope, he's leaving now. Yeah, he just called the podcast.
Voicemail, yeah.
Yeah, he's leaving a voicemail.
Oh, it was Google Voice cutoff time.
Yeah, we all know that. Oh, thanks, Florida Steve. It's good to hear Florida Steve again.
So he went to New York for his first brewery.
New York.
Utica.
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 Yeah. Great place.
United Craft Beer Forum.
Thank you for calling IPA Trivia. Please name the name of this brewer. Intense hop aroma and flavor. For more than 30 years, we've been pushing the boundaries of hop-forward beers. This collection of IPAs is our gift to you. Please name the name of this 12-pack mixer and the brewer.
30 years. Sierra's older than 30 years, right?
They were
Sierra Nevada four-way
1980.
IPA. I don't care. There you go. Four-way mix.
Yeah, we'll just say Stone. We'll say Sierra.
No, Stone.
Hopefully he has an answer. I don't think he...
Sierra Nevada was 1980, so I'm going to say Stone.
Oh, Stone. Well, the Fontana Jim, you kind of got to call back with a fucking answer. Maybe he does. Whatever. We're going to say there's Stone and Sierra. We don't really know. I don't fucking know. Jeez.
Inkerstein. Just kidding.
Hey, guys. Lumber Jose.
What's up, Lumber?
How you doing?
Good.
Good.
Oh, wait.
Orale, perfect four.
Hey, come on, goes. You're not fooling us, Lumber.
Anyway, listening to the show, I'm late this week, catching up on last week's show.
The fuck, dude?
You know, I've been really busy and whatnot. Anyway,
yeah.
Mike said he only cracks up the office with a good inside industry joke twice a year. But
yeah.
Then he said that he recently did it, as in that day, that, you know, last Friday when you were recording the show.
Right. Wink, wink.
And he was saying that,
wink.
You know, he got everybody in the room to laugh. In yep. the room.
Yep.
In the room. So the I room. Bring you back, gentlemen. You have not told us what these jobs or industries are yet.
Industries.
And see, Mikey says in the room, but I think that was like a little slip. What he actually meant was in the truck. We all know
everybody in my truck busted up.
Like all the people in my truck.
And he drives around in a Ford Ranger, you know, work truck. So the room may
Ford
have
Ranger.
Been like the power room at the bottom of like the substation or whatever.
Yeah.
So it was like him and what, three guys, and he's just standing there watching them work.
Busting them all up. Like,
you know, making the electrical power grid.
Yep.
Thing, I guess. I don't know. Just put it out there. I still am going to double down. Nick is an architect. Peter Brewer, we know, works at Tioga. And Mikey, foreman of a power line crew. I'm doubling
foreman.
Down. Doubling down.
Yep.
All right. I like the idea. I'm all bragging. Like, yeah, everybody in the room.
And they're like,
bust it up. They're everybody like, in the cab of my truck, bust it up.
If we don't laugh, he's going to kill us.
That's funny, Mike.
Ha,
yeah, nervous funny. Laugh. I'm pretty funny.
Nervous laugh.
That's why podcasts I'm on so successful. Cause,
guys, I'm hilarious.
Guys, I'm hilarious on my podcast. Sure, I'm sure you are. Asshole.
Hey, guys, can you hear me?
No.
I'm driving.
What?
I'm driving about 3 miles per hour on Highway 80.
What is with Highway 80?
Business 80.
Are you on Business 80?
Never-ending traffic.
Yeah, we've got to get off Business 80, Paul.
Pause this for a second.
There are a lot of clear beers out there.
I wonder if
what are the chances that him and the Bouillets are next to
the
each Bouillets, other in the
they
car?
They might be. They're both leaving voicemails.
They're both leaving voicemails on the
80. This guy must be talking on his cell phone. I don't know what the fuck he's doing.
Who's this guy in front of us?
If but only this guy would speed up and stop leaving a voicemail right now.
Hey, come on, man. Start driving.
Well, at least that guy had the courtesy of pulling over and putting on his hazards.
There's a guy on the side with his hazards on calling. And then there's these two out on the 80, Business 80.
He was there for like 3 minutes. I mean, really. Okay, carry on.
Jesus, guys. Wow. Business 80s. By the way, Business 80 is trying to challenge Wide Hop for the title of this episode. There's a battle going on right now. Business 80 versus Wide Hop. Just saying.
All right. I'm so sorry,
but
Paul.
Very few of them are filtered. I'll expound on that another time, but I have some questions to answer. First, to Colin and Janine, my favorite Colorado brewery is Coors. It's Rocky Mountain Water.
Whoa!
No, not really, but, you know, I have to say, sadly, Colorado beers are very poorly represented here in the Bay Area. Maybe it's just because we're oversaturated with California beers, but...
too many plants.
And the last two summers I've been in southern Colorado in the like Durango area, and
Durango.
Even a lot of your like northern Colorado area. Beers are poorly represented down there. Like I couldn't even find Great Divide in any of the stores I went to in Durango. Seems like Great Divide's a fairly substantial brewery, if I'm not mistaken. But anyway, so I would probably have a favorite Colorado brewery if I am. I was able
some.
To try more of those beers, yeah. But anyway, so for now it's Coors. All right, another question that was asked was Evil Circle. What was the first brewery that you ever went into? And I'm pretty sure for me it was Marin Brewing Company, my local brewing company,
like
which opened
Marin
in 1989. And I'm pretty sure that I even walked in there and ordered a beer before I was 21. I think back then It was a lot, because I remember going people to a lot of places where you could just order something and not get carded.
2 a.m. Club, Paul?
So there. I think that's it. So why don't you guys go and keep up the good work, and I will you go? Check with you soon. You
yeah, keep later. Up your good work.
Oh, yeah, Paul. Cheers, Paul. I'm so sorry I paused his voice. Cheers, Paul. But
Paul will understand.
That was just too funny.
Paul understands.
I cannot believe that happened. Two voicemails from the 80 in the same episode.
You're from the business 80.
From the business 80. And they're both creeping.
Just calling it was a little information. Guess what, eh?
What?
Forbes magazine named the top 50 bars for every state. The number one chosen bar, Holmes.
Wow.
Dive bars, I say.
Oh, dive bars.
And guess what? That's right, Holmes. My local watering hole.
Yeah, I saw that, too.
They didn't even win first place. It's considered the best dive bar in California. That's Crazy Harry's. Crazy Harry's and Winneka, Holmes.
Crazy Harry's.
That's crazy. The funny thing is, when you go in there, Holmes, you get claustrophobic because it's fucking tiny and it's small.
Damn.
And all the walls are lined with just plywood. I said, there's no drywall, there's no paint, there's no nothing. It's just like if you walk into a construction zone, Holmes. But guess what? They got great beer, Holmes. No food. I think you get popcorn, but it's like real fucking stale. But other than that, Holmes, it's made number one, Forbes magazine. So now there'll probably be no room for me to go in there anymore.
Damn
but anyways, that's a cool thing. Another cool thing, man. Hey, happy St. Patrick's Day, yes, sir.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
And the crazy thing is here in the San Fernando Valley, yes, sir, we have a mariachi band that wears a mariachi suit, but it's a green one, eh?
Oh,
even
no.
The sombrero is and they go to Irish pub, and guess what? They fucking play mariachi music. It's fucking just like a cultural blend of Irish Mexicans, bro. And if you get those two together, bro, when they drink,
yes.
All they do is fight, homes. But it's funny, though. Because why? Because mariachi music makes everybody happy. Eh? You start crying because you miss your loved ones, or you just start fucking celebrating because you're happy to be alive. That's it. And at the end, we all take a fiesta. Orale, homes. This is true. Make sure you celebrate St. Patrick's Day safe. Get a fucking Uber. Get a get your abuelita to drive you because abuelita's probably drink more than you. But just make it safe, homes. Chew your beer. Y feliz día de San Patricio, homes. Back to watch, homes. Peace out, eh?
Is Tiger Score doing anything for St. Patrick's Day special?
We will have a nitro stout on.
Are you going to put green food coloring in it?
It's called Irish Dreams. It is an imperial stout with lactose, vanilla beans, and it was a little bit of Jameson in there, a barrel.
Whoa.
Action going on. And there's something else I'm forgetting, but it's supposed to be your Irish car bomb and a beer.
I see.
I like Irish car bombs.
So boom, got to listen to the Dropkick Mariachis.
Oh man, we'll
be
doing
that. It'll be all soccer that day.
Oh, okay.
It's the opening game for Fresno FC.
Fresno FC. We have a new soccer team in Fresno.
Football.
And now, trivia question number two. This is a description read directly off of this beer. Please guess the beer name and the brewery. Breakfast has been served. Originally brewed at this brewery, this beer has become a favorite amongst this brewery's fans. The unique and specific coffee blend that is used in this brew was created by our beer buddies at Bird Rock Coffee Roasters, known as the This Brewery Blend, the mix of Ethiopian and Sumatra beans, delivers a fruity blueberry aroma with spice flavors that blend perfectly with chocolate biscuit notes from this beer. The Imperial Coffee Porter drinks like a medium roast coffee with a balanced bitterness. So, start your morning and pour a cup. Cheers! While you ponder the beer name and...
I'm pondering.
I'm going to hit you with three questions. We'll call it an or game. more games.
Oh my God! Uh-oh. What's all this Oregon?
Saison,
Dorktown Stimming,
or Lime Kettle Sour?
Saison,
Saison,
TikTok,
Saison,
TikTok,
Nick,
Saison.
Oh, it's all Saison. Three-way Saison. Saison three-way. Okay. We picked Saison, and then what was this trivia question? Oh, no. We were trying to guess which brewery that was. He was talking about that had that description of the beer. I have no idea.
Third Rock was the coffee roaster?
Yeah, or something like that. It's going to be an L.A. brewer.
Yeah.
I'm going to say El Segundo.
El Segundo, L.A.
Right. I was correct. And the final voicemail of the week.
I can't believe you cut me off. So end this call now and don't get your answers or continue on for the next 45 seconds.
Oh, I'll continue.
Rye IPA or Black Lager?
Rye IPA.
Black Lager.
Yeah. Oh. Answer to trivia question number one. The correct mixer box.
We got the answers.
Was the four-way IPA.
Oh, Nick, you got that right. Matt got it.
I believe Michael, you talked about getting it last weekend. Whether you did or not, I guess we'll find out shortly.
No, I didn't get it.
And the the answer to is the name of this beer and this brewery for the breakfast?
No, we have no idea.
That would be Bacon and Eggs.
Pizza Port.
By Pizza Port Brewing out of San Diego.
I've heard of that place.
Keep it the good work, guys.
Thanks, bro. Oh man, what a great voicemail.
Called me up and left me a voicemail, but she didn't leave her name.
Boy, you already played that buffer, remember?
Now we owe him twice.
Guys. We owe him twice. Yeah, now Paul makes even more money. Thanks everyone for all the calls. What a robust. The week of voicemails that was 559-492-0542 or email us at perfectpoorpodcast@gmail.com. We're one of the only people that have Gmail.
Wait, what?
Looking out for
never
me.
Mind.
It's too looking loud in here.
Too loud.
Looking out too loud.
Turn me up in the morning. Turn me up in the morning. Can I get my vocals in the monitor soon?
Can we get more vocals, please?
Can I get my vocals in the monitor, please? I can't hear myself. You know, you don't need to hear yourself, okay? Shut up. Beers to look out for, man. Some beer releases to look out for. Matt, what are you looking out for?
It's a thin week for me. I didn't see anything off top of my Instagram.
Off top.
So.
Instagram's not coming through for you.
Just keep on moving. Just keep on moving.
What? Not even one. Give me one. Was there a Tioga Sequoia this week coming out?
What?
This reminds me.
No.
Fresyes Festival coming up. Yep. One of the bigger things to happen, one of the bigger social events in Fresno, happening at Tioga Sequoia.
Mm-hmm.
Every year you have a specific beer you make for the Fresyes Fest.
Yes.
It has not been announced that I've seen what that specific beer is.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready to make that announcement here on The Perfect Pour? Can we get a 3B Zine exclusive here on The Perfect Pour?
I can't announce it.
What the fuck? I'm done. Goodbye.
Close
see you
the
later.
Door.
Sure, I'm,
turn it
I'm
off.
Plugging the mic.
It's over. He's gone. He left. He's not in the studio anymore. Louis, take over. Louis, do something.
A neck. Pick up some beers you're fucking looking at.
Well, here's one.
Why don't you knock over those glasses?
Here's one for your hazy ass jackasses.
Nick, looking out for the hazy beers.
It almost
seemed
like you're about to get Red Frank on us.
Yeah.
You damn liberals with your Fresyes festivals.
Your liberal hazy IPAs.
Hazy liberal IPAs. Dumb sons of bitches in Southern Colorado. We like to have our beers clear.
Yeah, yeah. I like that. This is what happens on a dork town. So if you do like hazy beers, Captain Patty's and King's Brewing Company got together and did DDH. It's getting... Hey, settle down back there.
You like your IPAs to be red, white, and clear? Settle
down. Wow, that's pretty awesome.
That is pretty awesome. Red, white, and clear.
Red, white, and clear.
My IPAs are red, white, and clear. All right?
Now get off my lawn.
That might be a, that might be competition for the show title right there. Damn, you write that down.
He red, was, and he was worried we weren't going to come up with anything else besides white. Huh? Man.
I guess I got to put my mic.
He was worried. All right, so Drinking Trees is the name of the beer. If you're like a hazy son of a bitch, but my friends got me. Noble Ale Works,
ooh,
bringing back the Tongue Tickles,
ooh,
West Coast IPA,
ooh,
and it's not a hazy version; it's a clear version. El Segundo also has
clear IPAs. I hear that's a thing now. Clear IPAs,
yeah, that's a thing. It's,
bring them back.
It's happening.
Clear, ooh, IPAs, never forget.
Clear IPAs,
yeah,
never. Hashtag never forget.
Also, El Segundo's got to get it. Dope and dank West Coast.
They're having to get it at El Segundo?
Yeah, they're going to have to get it.
Are they paying us royalty fees?
Oh, of course.
Sons of bitches. They're
paying corn
Everybody
nuts.
Everybody steals our shit.
They're paying in corn nuts.
Ranch or pizza?
Pizza.
Pizza corn nuts. I'll take them.
All right. That's it?
That's it.
All right.
Oh, except for I'm looking out for that whatever you just opened.
You got to keep cold.
I love cold.
Oh, you have to keep this beer cold.
Red, white, and clear.
Red, white.
I keep my beer red, white, and clear. Whoa. Going around the table from left to right of your podcast dial. Matt's got a, what is this, Matt?
Stranger in a Strange Place. Double dry hopped pale ale.
Stranger danger.
Just can't. Donated to the show by Just Can't Win on social media.
I do like double dry hopped things, so.
It's got a cool can.
Ooh, it's got a good nose to it.
It is a good nose.
Well, follow the nose.
That lemony nose thing going on.
Whoa, I like that. I like these beers that are freaking clean, and there is no malt happening here.
You like wide hops and you cannot lie?
I like my wide hops, Becky, and I cannot lie.
Whoa, you got some noise going on there.
You hear it still?
Mind
you,
the
hit,
table.
You hit your mic stand and it made a noise.
Oh, it made a weird noise.
It did.
Oh, yeah.
Look at that.
We're having a weird time here. And also, some things to look out for. The Stone's Classic IPA.
What?
One of the touted recently on the show as maybe the West Coast IPA.
Wow.
Representative. They're in Tallboy cans nationwide within the next few weeks. Nationwide. Stone's IPA in 19.2-ounce cans. Tall boys of IPA. I would like to I haven't had the Stone IPA in a long time.
Yeah.
I would like, if I see that in a tall boy somewhere, I'll pick it up. That's one thing that's weirder. We're talking about how, like, Sierra's losing, the pail's losing handle space. I don't see. I mean, I think it's kind of a Fresno thing, though. How we just don't see Stone as much here.
Yeah.
The past year is just sort of like we just don't see. I don't know what's going on with the distribution here in Fresno, but we just don't see Stone as much here. So it's like, it feels like that should be always, if Sierra's not there, then there should be the Stone IPA there. And that would be fine. You know, when we're going to the general places of
right.
restaurants that aren't necessarily craft beer, but have beer. And usually we could count on that Sierra Pale being there. Not always anymore. Oh, I would think I could count on the Stone.
It might not be pale, but Sierra always seems to have one handle. Like in the holiday season, it's Celebration. And right now, Hot Bullet is everywhere. Hot Bullet is the Sierra flavor.
I've somehow managed still not to have a Hot Bullet.
But it's every restaurant I've gone to lately, there's been at least
can you unplug your mic again?
Nope. Only I choose to unplug my mic.
I've had it at Westwoods. I've had it at Popolo's. I've had it at, what was the other restaurant?
So far, you've named.
Oh, Max's. Max's even had Hot Bullet.
So far named things Max's that are all north of Shaw.
That's where I live. So
They go north of Shaw, actually.
Yeah, when you live north of Shaw, you tend to stay north of Shaw.
Weirdo.
I know.
I live regionally. That's how I live my life.
I bet Hot PK even has a Sierra and a tap handle on.
Ooh. Drake's Brewing has a new Pilsner out and called
Joe's.
Flyway.
Joe's always has Sierra Nevada.
Joe's always Sierra Nevada. Drake's Brewing has a new one called Flyway Pils. It's a German, North German style Pils.
North German.
Yeah, I guess Southern Germany has a different kind of Pils.
Yeah.
This is a North German, this Drake's Flyway Pils. The Stones, the famous 420, the
42018. Oh, in the can?
It's they will ship it anywhere in California. If you live in California, they will ship it to you.
What?
So if you're like, maybe you're in a California town that doesn't get Stone, I would think most every town does, but if you're not, then you can have it shipped to you. A bomber costs $7.75.
That's outrageous.
That's outrageous. So, there.
Outrageous.
Modern Times has a beer out called Fraxos, and it looks like Fresno. If you don't look real close, it looks like Fresno.
Wow.
So I just want it because it's almost Fresno.
Nice.
It's time for a Fresno brewer just to have a beer called Fresno.
Is it time?
That's a fine name for a beer. Just call it Fresno. Ashtree. Whatever. Maybe a stout. You could call it Ashtree.
No fig sour.
Sour fig.
I'm sorry, but are you saying
Ashtree? Libertine's done that. So there you go. There's some stuff to look out for. Novo Brazil has finally officially hit town now. I saw it popping up in stores. So look at that. We're in Novo Brazil town now. It's official. Mm-hmm. Man. Seems like, you know. Are we okay? Everything's okay,
right?
We
are fine. All right. Nobody's, this is fine.
The police haven't been called yet, right? We're cool, so.
I don't know. Have you checked on Louie lately?
Yeah, Louie's actually doing great.
He's fine.
He is in producer Becky's chair, sleeping away.
Under the heater.
In the past week, we've been drinking beer. Of course we have. Because that's what we do.
What does it mean when they put the independent logo sideways?
That means like super independent.
They're super
independent. Like, not only do we put the indie logo on our beer, we put it sideways.
Yeah.
Because we're that crazy. This is a good beer we're having. What is it again, Nick? You have it in your hand.
Stranger in a Strange
Stranger
Place.
Danger.
Double dry hopped pale ale.
From where?
I don't know.
It's a brewer?
Yeast.
Yeast Brewing.
Yeast Brewing.
Yeah, that's that'd be a
institutional ales. Camarillo, California.
I just opened up my tap and it's like it had one of those pop ups where to rate the app. Like, you wanna rate it?
Not now.
And I was like, yeah, it's great, I'll rate it. So it just forced me. I just gave Untappd a 5-star review on the iTunes store.
That's what they're hoping.
I just did it. You're welcome, Untappd. You and your podcast. Didn't want to involve us in your podcast. Let's see. What do I want to mention I was drinking this week? Well, all the Sierra talk, like I was saying before, I was at having some sushi earlier.
Nice.
And they have the Sierra at Maru. The only craft beer they have is Sierra.
Is that it?
Yeah. And not Sam Adams. They had one other thing, but maybe it was Sam Adams, actually. I think it was Boston Lager or Sierra. So I went
with Sierra. Yeah, it sounds about right. They did have Sierra. Lagunitas at one time.
Yeah, they did, but it's not there now. Is it gone? But I wouldn't order it anyway because it's not craft beer. Okay. But yeah, so I had a couple Sierras. It was fine. It was good. It wasn't old. It wasn't old Sierra. It was good, just regular Sierra. I did get an untapped badge for it, though, a sushi badge. There's a sushi badge.
What?
Yep.
I need this.
If you check into enough beers at a sushi place, you'll get the honor roll badge.
Yes.
Nailed it. Yep. I got an honor roll badge, people.
Way to go, Untappd.
You're welcome. Modern Times Havnor. Which yes. is, I made a beer bench video for this one. It's on our YouTube channel. I can't tell you a URL because we're not cool enough to get our own special URL. So you'll just have to search for our channel in YouTube, the Perfect Pour channel. There should be a link to it in the show notes if you know. Go subscribe to the Perfect Pour.
If you don't know.
So I did a video for that, having that Havnor. It's up there. And also at the Hop Concept Citra and Simcoe. I also filmed a Mary Bench video for that, too. I haven't edited that together. It wasn't very good, so I might not even put it up. There you go. That's all I've been caught drinking. Matt, what have you been caught drinking this week?
I sampled the Zorro Lager from Taguascoy Brewing Company today.
Oh, you guys are going to have a lager out, huh?
For
this is a new beer.
A lager.
Fresno, you got a lager?
For Fresno FC, we are making a lager for them. Mexican that's lager.
Soccer.
Nice. Yep.
We're a soccer town now.
I had Swami's when I was at the Spokeasy.
Swami's.
I was muled up red ale from 818. So got to enjoy that beer. Currently in my fridge at home is Nitro Merlin. So I've been sipping on those. And I was at Strummer's on Monday night. So they were serving things in a glass. So I was buying draft beer. And I had 2 hazy pails from Southgate. And it was nice.
Whoa. 2 different hazy pails from Southgate?
No, I had 1 hazy pail twice. Okay. All right. In quantity.
I got excited. Sorry. I thought that multiple hazy pails.
No. 1 brand, 2 types.
All right.
So those are my noteworthy Ben Caught Drinkins.
Nick. The Nick 80. That was Bearded Brewer 87 on Untappd. This currently is The Nick 80 on Untappd.
Word up. It's the code word. But you didn't know that.
The code word? I've never heard that word.
Word up.
Word up.
So, I had the... What is it? Berliner's Field? The Dionysus Raspberry Sour Beer.
Bakersfield Brewer.
Yeah, it's good.
Really?
Yep.
I'm not sure if I've had any Dionysus beer.
I had it.
Had it.
Thanks to Zach's Brewing.
But I had it.
And then I had the... I know we always rag on the beer and band collaborations, but the Megadeth Tout Le Monde from Unibrau.
Mm-hmm.
And Megadeth is a Belgian style ale.
Boo.
Nope. It's good. It's good, bro. It is.
Are you sure?
It is actually good.
It's our shotgun.
Do not worry. It's good. I liked it very much.
Anything else?
No, sadly. I was on a medication regimen that prevented me from drinking too many beers until this evening when I had General Sherman in my last Firefall. No, not Firefall. Flipside from Sierra Nevada.
And that's it.
How are you doing that?
Whoa.
I do not see Mikey, but I hear Mikey. What is this madness?
Well, you were just talking about it, bro.
Yeah, bro. You need to try this.
So?
This foil-wrapped goodness.
Apparently, I've been opening enough two beers. Two beers me. And I've opened over.
Zip up your chest.
I think Matt's just making up words now.
This is we're in like hour three now. What's going on?
These are the last words.
I love gold. Hour three, we just start making up various sounds.
We forgot all regular words. We just make up words now.
Here was that beer that Nick was just talking about.
Megadeth beer.
Megadeth.
This is a super metal beer, bro.
Yep. Probably not craft beer, but hey, what the hell?
Hey, what the hell? What are you going to do? What is it? What's the style of this? Is this, Nick?
This is Belgian style Saison ale.
Yep, it is those two things you just said, Belgian style and Saison.
Ale brewed with spices.
They definitely
it has those that. In it too.
But guess what? No banana flavor. That's what I liked about it.
Because it has spices.
Yes, the spices they overshadow. They replaced
the banana flavor.
The Belgian
with
yeast is low. It's only...
Banana.
IBUs are 22.
Oh. That's fine.
That's
easy to drink.
4.5%.
Easy to drink. I actually like this.
Freaking told you that.
Wow. Well, I can't believe you.
Wow.
Ben.
Wow.
This is a good beer. Well, what the hell? Where are we at, dude? Are we at this? To our golden gods, the golden gods of the perfect pour. They donate money to us, the show of the perfect pour. The creatives that create the perfect pour, that's us. And the Patreon is a website for creatives to, they're the middleman between the creatives, us, the podcaster, and the person that enjoys the podcast. And we're like, man, I wish I could give back to those guys. They're so super. They're fun. Well, Patreon's like, well, we'll do that for you. And they do that. Patreon.com/perfectpour. And these golden guys, they donate money to us every week. $5 a month. $5 a month. Or more.
What's going on here?
I don't know, dude. It's like hour three. I'm like, I can't talk.
Wow.
And, as our appreciate, we appreciate those donations, and then we give a little back.
Oh boy,
man, I gotta get out of here quick. We give a little bit back, and you can hear the tailgate session if you're a Golden God, and you get to hear some stuff early on. If you're a Golden God, things happen. Things may make it cool for you. Try it. We try. So, cheers to all our Golden Gods, man. We really appreciate it. It helps us. We buy beer and pay for promoting the show. All these things that Patreon money helps us out with. So cheers to all our golden gods as always, man. Also, cheers to Chef Manu 8, Stephen Sheffer.
Oh, yeah.
Cheers to J. Scott 559. And cheers to Average Beer Dude, to Blue Ox 70, to Big Underscore IPAs, to The Beer Guys, Mike and Matt, which is not involved Matt or myself.
You guys have your own thing going on?
No. We're like, hey, Matt, we got to do our own thing
out here
without Nick.
Oh, man.
We got to be known for something without Nick.
Come on, Louie, we're out of here.
And Todd Alad. And all Todd Alad, he did a picture on his Instagram.
Yeah.
Like a rainbow happening outside his backyard. He's got a nice little pool patio bar there he's got going on there. I think I might want to stop by Todd Alad's house sometime soon. Have a little beer.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, how's it going, man? Getting by. Thought I'd have some beer.
Could you put some clothes on next time?
I thought it was a cool place. Whatever, Mel. This is California.
Pants optional, am I right?
So, cheers to everyone that enjoys the show. Man, really, we really appreciate it. It's here for you. And we appreciate it. Happy St. Patrick's Day weekend. Matt, what you got, man?
Cheers out to Carly and Bobby, of course. They came to Fresno.
Did you see them?
No.
Oh.
They did come to Tioga, and I was there that day.
And they didn't mention, like, is the Bearded Brewer here? Is Matt here?
I don't believe they asked for me, but
man.
I did see the whole Spokeasy thing when I was at Tioga, so I was there that day.
Okay.
So I wish I could have met them, but it didn't happen. But anyways, and then cheers out to anybody that completes this contest. Libertine has a new limited edition contest. If you complete it, you get a hat or you get a t-shirt.
All right.
Introducing the Tot Cho Bro Challenge. It is 8 cheeseburger sliders and a ginormous serving of our house tachos. So if you finish it, you get a t-shirt and a Polaroid.
Tachos.
And a Polaroid on the wall.
What the hell's a tacho?
Think of nachos.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Instead of chips, you got tots.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
Well, they were at the party.
Yeah.
Fuck.
So it's got, looks like pulled pork, avocado, sour cream, jalapenos, and the beer cheese sauce on top of some tater tots.
Sounds all
healthy portion with 8.
Only in the slow sliders. Location, huh? I can't get that in the Morro Bay location.
Nope.
They'll just laugh at me if I try to order that in the Morro Bay.
Like, nah, bro.
And they're like, what do you think this is? San Luis Obispo? Like, no.
Yes. Actually, I do.
Thought this was the Morro Bay, the original location where I should be able to get everything.
Who?
Liberty.
Those are my cheers. Whoever all completes right. that, let me know. I want to be your friend.
I want to be your friend. Nick.
You complete me. Cheers to longtime listeners, Kelly Hoosecraft.
Oh, she came by and dropped off some beers. I forgot to bring them.
Great. And Lumber Jose, they're keeping it clear. They're keep no it haze.
Clear.
No haze in
hashtag it. Hashtag keep it clear.
Keep it clear. Oh, XL Perro also is having a clear beer.
Man, you're for me. You're getting a little clan going there. Yep. Clear clan.
We're going to crush the haze.
Bad.
Clear clan.
No. That's not going to be the title of the episode.
There you go.
No.
Clear clans.
There'll be a ban on us next week.
Oh, God. What the hell has this show become?
And so cheers to, I don't know if you guys remember this, but.
Nope.
Hopefully I say this correctly.
Pretty likely we don't remember it.
Captain Fuifo.
I would remember that. You haven't said that.
F-W-I-F-F-O. Captain Fuifo. A.K.A. Matt Ammer.
Challenging for episode title, Captain Fuifo.
So he contacted us on February 4th and said, hey, just found the show. Like it. I'm starting at the beginning.
Oh, God. Wow.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
He's now up to episode 48.
What? Wow.
Where did he where did he contact you on?
On the 4th, he said he was at episode 10, February 4th. So a little over a month ago.
Okay.
He was at episode 10. Wow. He said, "Hey."
So he's not hearing this right now.
No, he's keeping up on the current episode.
Oh, he's current and then he's back
as well backtracking. As he's okay. starting from gotcha, the beginning. Gotcha.
He okay. is a brave soul.
Yeah.
Don't do so that. So he's on episode 48.
Never mind all the ballast point talk we're saying.
That's what he said. He's like, dude, you guys are all over pizza and ballast point.
Yes. We're just like, ballast point! That's the greatest thing ever! Have you guys heard about this ballast point? No, man. Yeah, Sculpin IPA is so good.
He literally could almost have 200 episodes to get through if he's on 48, and depending when he jumped in most recently.
Well, yeah, so he listens to the current one as it comes out.
No, I get it. I get
but,
it. Yeah. But did he sign up at 220? Did he sign up at 120?
No, well, so February 4th, so how many? That was 6 episodes ago?
Yeah, but he said he was on episode 10.
Yeah, so okay, so 12
episodes ago. Yeah, he's doing the latest episode, and then he's backtracking as much as he can.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, no, he's still a ways off from being completely caught up.
It's going to take him still a few more months.
But he's still with us is what I'm getting at.
Even he's going to get sick of us.
After 48 episodes.
Don't do that.
And plus our current material. Yeah. He's still with us.
Wow. Cheers.
Yeah. Cheers. Big cheers.
To that. All right. We're cool?
We're good.
We're cool, man. Hey.
Keep it clear.
Thanks for listening to the show. Oh, let's go. I got one more beer here to pull out.
Jesus.
Yeah,
trying to kill us tonight.
Yep, you're never going home. Mm. Whoa, that was active. That just split in my face. It split on my Moleskine notebook. That was offensive. And
I love gold.
This one's from the Garage Boys, Evil Circle, Fontana Jim, maybe the. Yeah. Honorary Garage Boy Chewy Beer. I don't know. Hamilton Family Brewery Cherry Milkshake IPA.
I'm going home. Woo! I will see you guys next week.
Nope, you have to drink it.
Nope.
You have to drink it.
Not even going to drink it.
What? Oh, Matt's passing it. He's not even going to try it. Wow. Nope. Wow.
That means I got to try it.
No, wow. Yeah, you forced Nick.
Can't leave Nike
I can't be
hanging.
By myself with this milkshake IPA.
Yeah, you can.
This is some
I like
bullshit,
milkshake
though.
IPAs.
So this is some bullshit. Right
I here. Don't like the fruit added, though.
Well, cherry never plays well. It's always straight up cough syrup. Except for the Dust Bowl cherry beer we had. That was
Fruit that Tramp. Was good. Fruit Tramp's really good.
It's almost there.
It's pretty good, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. It's like real close. There's something holding
it
back.
It needs to be, yeah.
There's something holding it up.
It does taste a little plasticky, but it's pretty much.
It's not bad, but like there's something there not letting it be itself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. People love
there's something,
beer.
Yeah. Wasn't there a song that we're going to outro on, Matt? We discussed during the tailgate. Matt, wake up, Matt.
No, I'm here.
Wasn't there a song we're gonna outro on?
Oh, I mean, I could pull it up.
We discussed this.
I think you disappointed Mikey.
I'm so disappointed.
How did this? We didn't discuss
I'm not used
this.
To having to remind Matt to do an outro song that he's all about. Thanks for listening to The Perfect Pour. You are appreciated, you listener. Thanks for having fun. Beer is fun, isn't it? We have fun. We always like to have fun. At Perfect Pour Pod, at Mikey Top Pour, at Bearded Brewer 87, and at The Nick 80. Be safe. Have fun. Check your dates.
Check your dates. Keep it clear.
Keep it clear. Son of a bitch.
Son,
keep it American clear.
Red, white, and clear.
She hears only whispers of
some quiet conversation. She's coming in 12:30 flight. The moonlit wings reflect the stars that guide me towards salvation. I stopped an old man along the way, hoping to find some old forgotten words or ancient melodies. He turned to me as if to say, hurry boy, it's waiting there for you.
On Spotify. Africa has 294,077,599 listens on Spotify.
Jesus. The wild dogs cry.